Hey, and welcome to Epistle, a devotional podcast that goes through the New Testament one book at a time. Welcome to season 14 of Epistle. As we get into the letter that Paul writes to Titus, we're going to look at the who, when, and where of this book, and also talk about different major themes that we see throughout this letter. Now, Titus is not very long, so if you haven't yet, I'd encourage you to just do a quick read through, or just a cursory glance, and you'll see a lot of the major themes that we're going to talk about here. But the who, regarding who wrote this, is rather undisputably Paul. Paul is the one who has written up to this point, and I'm already predicting here that when we get out of the letters that Paul writes, that I'm just going to have verbal slips, and I'm going to have to edit out a lot of the times when I say, well, Paul is actually saying, when instead it's Peter or John or James. You're going to find a lot of similarities as you look at Titus compared to what we just went through as we went and covered the letters that Paul writes to Timothy. And that's not surprising, because Paul being the teacher of both of these young men, you would expect a fair amount of overlap. And just as a reminder, we meet Titus in Galatians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 24. And you see that Titus is one who's very familiar with the work of Paul. He is one of the people who help Paul in his missionary journeys. And you recognize here, it's important to make this distinction here, that Timothy was the pastor at the church in Ephesus, and Titus is now the pastor at a church in Crete. And if you want to grab one of your Bible maps, or if you want to look it up online, you'll see that Crete is an island in the Mediterranean off the coast of Greece. And Crete is the word where we get the other word, Cretan. This is where that word comes from. In other words, the indication here is that the island that Titus is serving on is not known for hospitality. They are rather sluggards. There are all sorts of acts of violence that takes place, all sorts of acts of immorality, and Titus is placed here as one who is meant to help reestablish the church, revitalize it, and to help it grow across the island so that as this island is dependent on its harbors for additional supplies that aren't local or native to the island, that the church would be able to spread from this island to the rest of the world, right? So kind of an ideal strategic place for a church to be, and Titus is the one who is going to help strengthen the ministry that is going on there. A lot of the major themes that you're going to see in this letter is very much mirrored in what we talked about on our way through Timothy. This is a letter of instructions for combating false teachers. And again, as you look at the instructions that Paul gives to Timothy, you're going to see some overlap, and that's fine. I think we're going to be looking at some different perspectives with Titus being on the island of Crete here. And again, just the different setting, but a similar approach. The instruction here is to teach the gospel. You're also going to see a lot of the importance of appointing good leaders in the church. How do you combat false teachers? Well, not just by preaching the gospel, but by equipping others to do so as well. Titus is not meant to do this on his own. Paul did not do ministry on his own. Jesus could have, but didn't. And here you see the example and the model set before him that Titus is meant to equip and prepare other leaders for this church to help multiply the effectiveness of the gospel. Get others on board with this is Paul's instructions here to Titus as well. And as you look at this, you see the example of the model of what Christianity ought to look like in the setting of the home on all levels. Having the whole family being involved with faith formation is what Paul really highlights in this letter as well. And there are examples of what living a sanctified life looks like at all levels, whether you are a man, a woman, a slave, a child. These are all talked about. And again, Paul comes to the end about allowing the personal testimony of Titus to be an example for others to follow of what it looks like to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and grab your Bibles and start reading through Titus. Again, it's not a very long book. It won't take you very long, but we're going to get into Titus as we start the next episode. So we will see you then. Thanks for listening to Epistle.
You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram page at @e_pistle. You can find all of the episodes for this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.